This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Thank you, Lucius. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And here he is. Mark, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful. Thanks. Kind of used to the Cowboys' disappointment at this stage. But are you surprised Mike McCarthy didn't run the ball more last night?
Well, I mean, no, I'm not surprised by anything. I mean, they have not run the ball well, and they've run it better here recently. I think, you know, there's always that aspect of I'd like to run the ball. I'd like to run it efficiently. I'd like to keep Joe Burrow off the football field. I'd like to keep Ja'Marr Chase off the football field. I understand all that. Your best weapon, your best usage of that weapon is obviously CeeDee Lamb. And so, you know, there's a fine balance that you orchestrate. But there's a bottom line for me with the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, I said this on my morning show, the Breakfast Ball on FS1. Like, I would retain Mike McCarthy. I think Mark McCarthy is a good coach. I don't think Mike McCarthy is the issue. Like, the issue is talent. The issue is a lack of talent. And, you know, you can sit there and say, well, Mike McCarthy didn't do a good job. I'm sorry. Like, your owner, your GM didn't do a good job. Like, there is a lack of talent. And listen, on the defensive side of the ball, Michael Parsons is an incredible player. But if I only have to deal with one guy as an offensive player, if I have to figure out how to scheme one guy out of a game plan, that's easy. Yeah, when you have multiple guys, that's when it becomes a problem. And so for me, I look at Dallas and I'm like, you know, you lost your left tackle, you lost your center, you lost different players. You lost your running back. You went to Tennessee. He's a damn good player. Like, you didn't really replace any of those guys. And, you know, you said, oh, we're all in and we got a bunch of young players that are going to play well. I haven't seen it. I don't think anybody's seen it to this point. So, I don't look at this like Mike McCarthy, you know, lost his fastball or Mike McCarthy doesn't know what he's doing. I just don't agree with that.
So do you think with the ownership, could any coach really do a better job than McCarthy, or is with the ownership and the way that things get run, nobody's really going to be able to do better?
Well, I mean, I just think there's nobody that's going to go fix it because nobody's ever going to be given the authority to fix it. I mean, there's one dude in charge. And so if we can talk about fixing it. Hey man, Mike McCarthy won 12 games. Three straight years. It's pretty damn good, right? They got trucked in the playoffs, but you know what happens to Dallas every time they play a team that can run it? They get trucked. Like, every time. Now, yesterday is, you know, that's not the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals, like, I would question more their coaching than I would Dallas's coaching. Because they throw their quarterback on the high dive 100% of the time and say, go save us. Go win us a ball game. I mean, that dude scrambled. Like, that guy had never left the pocket, and he scrambled more than any quarterback I've ever watched last night. Like, that dude is Superman. And so, like, I look at that and go, you guys take no pressure off that guy, zero pressure off that guy. And that part drives me nuts. But, again, these are, you know, maybe my own idiosyncrasies, but I do know what wins in playoff time. You know, you can sit there and I get a bunch of millennial people go, oh, the game's passed you by. Shut up, turd. You know, the game hasn't passed me by. Like, I spend more time in this game than just about anybody. The bottom line is come January, come playoff time, come, you know, onion crunching time, you got to be able to control line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. If you can do that, you can win. Now, if you have a superstar quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, he can overcome multitude of sins. But the bottom line is you got to be able to control lines of scrimmage. And that's how good teams win championships.
And I think you make really good points about the talent of this team. The front office has to own that. But Rico had 18 carries for 131 yards. And before their punt on their second to last drive, they had three straight passes. And it was after a 14-yard run from Dowdle on the previous first down.
Yeah, well, those are things that you always wonder about, you know, play calling wise. And you think, well, listen, man, I'm a big believer in make the other team stop you. But when you're running efficiently, the theory behind that is, man, we ought to be able to flag a play action in there and pick up big yardage. And the last couple of weeks, man, he's run the ball exceptionally well. I'd be more upset about one of the first potential scoring.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Drives when Rico goes out and they put in Ezekiel. I'm like, why is that guy going into anything?
Yeah. Jerry must have phoned down for that one, Will Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, put that guy in a guard, I had to go, okay, well, that makes sense, but not at running back.
What did you think when you saw that punt block, and then you have a repeat of what we saw on Thanksgiving back in 93 with Leon Lett?
I just am like, you know, there are certain rules that, I don't know, that sometimes they don't make sense, but there are certain rules out there that you just know, like punt block, get away, get away, get away. Like everybody likes, you know, the whole Peter on a short punt.
Thank you.
You know, hey man, if the guy kicks it and it's rolling out of bounds, establish yourself out of bounds first on a kickoff and, you know, put a foot out of bounds and then grab the ball because it's a dead ball out of bounds and you get the ball to 40. Like there's certain rules everybody knows, but you know, it's always one of those things, poor kid, man. He just came up from the practice squad, right? Or IR or whatever he was on. And like, all of a sudden that ball's rolling in front of you and sometimes instinct just takes over. You know, you just brain lock and instinct takes over. And, you know, it just, I felt bad for Owuwariye. I mean, I felt bad for him. By the way, you think about this. Okay. It was the punter is Rico, right? But it's spelt incredibly weird. It's Ryan Rico. Yeah. And then the guy who blocked it was Nick Vigil. The guy who touched it was Amane Oruwariye, excuse me.
We call
and the
AO.
Guy who recovered it, right, yeah. Oruwariye?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Close enough. And then the guy who recovered it was Mama Njogmata. Mama Njogmata.
Wow. International game.
He missed the block. He missed the block that got Nick Vigil home, too.
Yeah, and I'm just like, that is the nightmare of all nightmare live reads when you're voicing over a highlight reel. Like, that was like, oh, this morning I was like, we're just going to have to say mama saw, and I mean, it just was like this morning on TV, I was like, holy Moses, I need to call in somebody who's a professional, because certainly I'm not.
Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Thank you, Mark. We got to run. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Here's a guy who's believing in Mike McCarthy. A lot of credible voices that have been in this game.
Yeah, I guess it's time for me to go to the lake, because I'm not a...
the game's passed you by?
The game's passed me by, and I, you know what, personally, I, like I say, I do feel like that, and Stink's right, he does a lot of work, you know, he does a lot of prep, getting ready for his games, he does a lot of podcasts, he has to know what's going on, but I feel like, sure, if you want to bring Mike McCarthy back, but I'm with Chief on this, don't need the same offensive scheme, need a little bit different voice there, maybe need a different line coach, receiver coach, you know, just, I'm not trying to ruin lives and get rid of a bunch of people, but I'm just saying, you know, the bottom line is you got to find a way to win these games. And last night was a very, very winnable game. It could have got you to 6-7. You take your chances with Carolina, maybe get that thing to 7-7. And it's a bad football team. I get it. Cooper Rush is playing quarterback. But Mike McCarthy gave a game away last night. I mean, I think he gave a the one thing he always talks about is challenging his team and running the football. And that last 5 minutes of that game, he could have sent a very powerful message to his football team that we're going to kill this thing and we're going to win this thing.
I like play action on first down after what they'd been doing. Yeah. But if it doesn't work, you can't say, well, now we got to pass two more times.
Yeah.
You can get to third and one if you don't make it, right? You can make it a lot easier on yourself, especially the way Cooper Rush was throwing that football.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's going to be annoying is if you just use the injury excuse. Go back before your team was decimated by injuries.
You weren't very good then.
Your quarterback was there. The offense was bad. You had Micah Parsons. You had DeMarcus Lawrence. And the Saints completely destroyed you. And the Saints have turned out to not be a good football team.
Yeah.
So you can't just ignore and let things just kind of not be, tell the whole story when it comes to injuries and, oh, then they won a couple of games. You got to look at the entire body of work. And then you also got to look at the way they've lost in the playoffs. And there does seem to be attention to detail issues when it comes to being a head coach, not just play calling stuff.
All righty, Chief. In addition to the finest, is up next. Where are we going?
Yes, no one embodied being a Cowboys fan more than this guy last night. And the Pets continue, the Pets' heads continue to fall off in filthy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.